Welcome to another session of Jazz Stew, Real Jazz, to feed the soul. I'm your host, Annie Taylor. This time on The Stew, we thought we'd have some fun and do another food show. Tasty tunes of the best jazz your ears have ever tasted. Let's ladle out a feast for you right now. It's Jazz Stew Cooks in the Kitchen. First serving out of the stew pot is a tune from Rosemary Clooney. Come On to My House was written in 1939 by Ross Bagdasarian and William Saroyan, but did not become a hit until its release by Clooney in 1951. She recorded the song with Mitch Miller and his orchestra, and the song reached number one on the Billboard charts, staying in the top position for 8 weeks. And here's an interesting nugget about this. Although she performed Come On to My House for many years, Clooney later confessed that she hated the song. She said she'd been given a practice record of the song and told Miller that the song was just not for her. And Miller gave her an ultimatum: record the song or be fired. Little did she know that the song would become one of her biggest hits. Come On to My House on Jazz Stew.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot too. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you Christmas tree. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and a pomegranate. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you East Egg. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything, everything, everything. Come on to my house.
Rosemary Clooney on Jazz Stew, Real Jazz, to feed the soul. Next up is a tune written by Percy Venable exclusively for Louis Armstrong, and was recorded in November of 1926, and is considered to be a jazz standard. Armstrong's cornet solo is one of his most highly acclaimed performances. In the 1920s, a big butter and egg man was a slang term for a big spender, a traveling businessman in the habit of spending large amounts of money in nightclubs. This is available on the 2007 Stardust CD, the title track, Big Butter and Egg Man, on Jazz Stew.
Thank you. I'm your big buttered egg man. But I'm different, honey. But I'm from way down in the south. Now listen, baby. I'll buy you all the pretty things that you think you need. As long as I can keep this cornet up to my mouth. Oh, I'll play you a little minor in G. And if you say it's necessary, baby, well, I'll even hit high C. cause I'm your big butter and egg man. Come here, baby, kiss me. Big butter and egg man from way down south.
Louis Armstrong on Jazz Stew, Real Jazz, to feed the soul. Here's a tasty tune from guitarist Kenny Burrell, who's joined by Stanley Turrentine on tenor, Major Holly Jr. on bass, Bill English on drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. Originally recorded in January of 1963 and re-released on the 1999 Blue Note CD titled Midnight Blue, this is Wavy Gravy on Jazz Stew.
Thank you.
Kenny Burrell on Jazz Stew. You're listening to Jazz Stew Cooks in the Kitchen, a collection of tunes to tickle your taste buds on Jazz Stew, Real Jazz, to feed the soul. I'm Annie Taylor. Fats Waller and His Rhythm is considered to be one of the very best groups who ever played in the stride style and does not disappoint here. Recorded in 1935, this is available on the 2002 import Past Perfect Records label. Here's the title track, Sugar Blues, on Jazz Stew, Real Jazz, to feed the soul.
The Sugar Blues, look out now. Oh, mercy.
That's Waller on Jazz Stew. Diz and Bird first became aware of each other in 1940 when Dizzy Gillespie was playing in Cab Calloway's band and Charlie Parker with Jay McShann. By 1945, they were recording together, and we bring you this tune, recorded in June 1945, and the acetates were sonically restored, and it's now available on the 2005 Uptown Jazz CD titled Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, Town Hall, New York City, June 22nd, 1945. Here is Salt Peanuts on Jazz Stew.
Salt peanuts. salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts.
Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie on Jazz Stew. This tune was originally recorded in September of 1966 by legendary guitarist Wes Montgomery. He's joined here by Jack Jennings on vibes and percussion, Herbie Hancock on piano, Al Casamente and Buck Pizzarelli on guitar, Richard Davis on bass, Grady Tate on drums, Ray Barreto on percussion, and it was all arranged by Don Sobeski. This is available on the 1989 Verve Records CD titled California Dreaming. It's Green Peppers on Jazz Stew. Wes Montgomery on Jazz Stew. You're listening to Jazz Stew Cooks in the Kitchen, a collection of tunes to tickle your taste buds on Jazz Stew. Real jazz to feed the soul. I'm Annie Taylor. Known as the King of the Jukebox, Louis Jordan became famous as one of the leading practitioners and innovators of jump blues, a swinging, up-tempo, dance-oriented hybrid of jazz, blues, and boogie-woogie. Originally recorded and written in 1949 by Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five, released by Decca at the exact midpoint between the swing jazz era and the rock and roll era. From the 1989 MCA CD, The Best of Louis Jordan, here is Beans and Cornbread on Jazz Stew.
Beans and cornbread, beans and cornbread, beans and cornbread.
Beans and cornbread had a fight.
Beans
knocked cornbread out of sight.
Beans.
Cornbread said, now that's all right.
Beans.
Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'll be ready tomorrow night.
That's what Beans said to cornbread. Beans told cornbread, you ain't straight.
Beans.
You better wake up or I'll gas you gate.
Beans.
Been in this pot since 2:30.
Beans.
Swelling and puffing and almost due.
I'll be ready tomorrow night. Beans.
That's what Beans told cornbread.
Beans
always get mad at me.
Beans.
I ain't mad at you.
Cornbread.
I'll be ready tomorrow night. Cornbread by the toe.
Beans.
Beans said, cornbread, let me go.
Beans.
Cornbread said, I'll lay you low.
Beans.
I'm gonna fight you, you so-and-so.
Meet me on the corner. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
That's what Beans said, cornbread. You're so
meet
bad, you always want to fight.
Meet
me on the corner tomorrow night.
Meet
and I'm gonna beat the devil out you.
Meet me on the
corner tomorrow night.
Beans
hit cornbread on the head.
Beans.
Cornbread said, I'm almost dead.
Beans.
Beans told cornbread, get up, man.
Beans.
You know that we go hand in hand.
Beans and cornbread, beans and cornbread, hand in hand.
Beans. That's what Beans said to cornbread.
Beans.
We should stick together
beans
hand in hand.
Hand.
We should hang out together like wieners
and
sauerkraut. We should stick together
beans
like hot dogs and mustard.
Beans.
We should get up
beans
every morning
cornbread
and hang out together
hand
like sisters and brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every Saturday night, we should hang out like chitlins and potato sack.
Yeah.
Like strawberry and shortcake.
Yeah.
Like corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Like liver and onions.
Yeah.
Like red peas and rice.
Yeah.
Like bagel and lox.
Yeah.
Like sour cream and Benson.
Yeah.
Like bread and butter.
Yeah.
Like hotcakes and molasses.
Yeah.
Beans, toast, cornbread.
Yeah.
It makes no difference what you think about me.
Yeah.
But it makes a whole lot of difference what I think about you.
Yeah.
You should hang out together like cakes and molasses.
Hey!
That's what beans say to cornbread. Cause beans and cornbread, they go hand in hand.
Louis Jordan on Jazz Stew. The Nat King Cole Trio recorded this novelty tune in October of 1945 and has since been covered numerous times, most probably because it's just a great tune. Joining Nat on piano is Oscar Moore on guitar and Johnny Miller on bass. This is available on the 1995 Blue Note CD, The Best of the Nat King Cole Trio. Here for you now is Frim Fram Sauce, and there's always room for extra Shy Fiva on Jazz Stew.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the Frim Fram sauce with the awesome fee, with Chef Pfeiffer on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the Frim Fram sauce with the awesome fee, with Chef Pfeiffer on the side. A fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. 5 will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim-fram sauce with the awesome feet, with shafafa on the side. Fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. 5 will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want frim-fram sauce with the awesome fee, with shafafa on the side. Now, if you don't have it, just bring me a check for the water.
The Nat King Cole Trio on Jazz Stew. You're listening to Jazz Stew Cooks in the Kitchen, a collection of tunes to tickle your taste buds on Jazz Stew, real jazz to feed the soul. I'm Annie Taylor. Now here's something to wash it all down. Originally recorded in May 1967 and available on the 1989 A&M Records CD, Wave, which was produced by Creed Taylor and considered to be Antonio Carlos Jobim's best. Here is Captain Bacardi on Jazz Stew, real jazz to feed the soul.
Thank you.
Antonio Carlos Jobim on Jazz Stew. We'll wrap up this kitchen session with an after-dinner drink. Ray Charles has got a Kentucky Derby staple here with this 1960 recording from the album Genius Plus Soul Equals Jazz. What resulted was arguably his best jazz album ever. The cut One Mint Julep went to number 8 on the pop chart and number 1 on the R&B chart in 1961. Drink up, all you happy people. It's One Mint Julep on Jazz Stew. Ray Charles on Jazz Stew. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Jazz Stew Cooks in the Kitchen, a jazzy foodie show just for you. I'm your host, Annie Taylor. Thank you so much for keeping us company around a hearty stew pot of the best jazz your ears have ever tasted. Look for new side dishes on our website, jazzstew.com. Follow us on Twitter and become a fan of ours on Facebook. And of course, tune in next time to find out what's cooking on Jazz Stew, real jazz to feed the soul.